This is the Tired But Away Podcast with John Belts. Today's episode is No Beard, No Glory, co-hosted by Matt Rauch with an exclusive interview from Mick Hill.
What's up, guys? My name is John.
And I'm Matt.
Yeah, anyways, so what we're going to start off talking about today is about beards. Yeah, so ever since we hit puberty, we've had fascination with beards, hairy faces.
It's kind of obsessive, you know, like, yeah. Weird, but it's just that manliness that you, like, guys strive for in, like, beards, you know? Having a full beard is, like, my dream come true.
Basically. You know, I started growing out my beard in July and of 2014, and I've only gotten one beard trim since, and it was only like a half an inch.
So you have that awesome beard gene where you can just grow it out and it just keeps growing and flowing and it's pretty full everywhere, and it comes out naturally. And then for me on the other hand, I've been growing probably about the same amount of time as John over here. We're like the same age, pretty much. And yeah, mine is like still stuck to my face. Like, it's not even like...
Well, you've been trimming it, dude.
I've been trimming it because it doesn't fill.
You gotta grow a yeard. Yeah, you know what a yeard is?
I'll just draw on my beard. That's what I'll do. Fill in all the spots.
No, but do you know what a yeard is?
It's a yeard when you grow out for a year?
Yeah, and you don't touch it like once.
I just totally guessed. But yeah. That makes sense. I've heard about that.
You gotta do it. Why do you keep trimming your face?
Because, okay, all the women in my life, my mom, my girlfriend, my dead grandma, they're all over me. Like, oh, my sister too. She's like, they're all flipping out. Like, okay, that beard is nasty. I'm like, guys, I need your support.
See, and then that's when you just let the haters fly away, dude. You don't fall into that trap where your loved ones are like, yo, touch that. You know how many people have said that to me? About like five. And I was like, YOLO. I'm growing this out. They're like, okay. And then like, ever since, my family's like, you suck with that beard. And then I go to Chick-fil-A and everyone's like, yo, I like your beard. I'm like, yes, swag. See, so like, don't listen to your loved ones. Just YOLO with your beardo.
I need to develop that kind of mentality, because I know that like every time I like someone says just a slight comment, it sticks with me, you know, like words are so powerful, you know, like they just impact me and I'm just lost, you know, like I go into oblivion when someone like hates on my beard.
Is it more power, like, are words more powerful than a nuclear bomb?
To me, in a sense, like, I feel like if Kim Jong-un were to drop an atomic bomb, and or if like my girlfriend were to say shave, I feel like my whole world would be blown up into pieces from the comment instead of the nuke.
My god, that's, you know, that's how impactful like a beard is in a man's life. It's, for you ladies out there, you will never understand. It's unless if you grow a beard.
You could do that. But like, a beard is like the essence of like a man's soul. And if he shaves, you know, that's probably smart because he can't grow a beard, but he's missing out on a key thing in his life. You know, beards just impact your life in so many different ways. You just got to let it be.
Yeah. Do you think having a beard like affects your career in some way, like in the job market, if you're looking for a job? And
it depends what kind of job you're looking for, but if you have a well-maintained full beard, full-grown awesome beard, I think you would be like placed as the CEO like immediately, like as soon as you enter that job or career or whatever. You would just be like,
I feel like if I walked into a Hollister right now, I would like explode.
Yeah, they would probably like cut your throat.
Yeah. Like, I don't even work there. They would just like stab me with their surfboard or something.
It all depends where you're working. Like, if you were in some kind of business, like entrepreneurship, like people would respect you. They would be like, that beard, wow. And just give them, they would give you all your,
they would just like shoot beard oil all over my eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Yeah. So we're going to take a small break. We're going to try and get our guest in on our show. His name's Nick Hill. So hold on. We have our special guest, Nick Hill. Say hello, Nick Hill.
Hello.
Oh, all right.
He's not Asian, I swear, but he's got the most fantastic accent you'll ever hear.
Basically.
Anyway, we were talking about beards. So we all know that Nick Hill has a beard. He has a very nice beard. Could you describe to us your daily routine of maintaining your beard?
Yeah. First, when I wake up, I look at myself in the mirror for about 10 minutes. Stroke it gently a little bit, you know, rub my face a little bit, go into the bathroom, get some water, you know, make it a little warm, you know, get a wet cloth and warm it up, and get on my beard trimmer and trim it to about a size 5, you know, because 4 is a little too short, but
Yeah.
5 looks so good.
No, that's a fantastic routine, actually. I think that our viewers or our listeners would love those tips and apply them to their lives.
I think we need to focus what do you do for that first 10 minutes when you're looking at yourself in the mirror? Like, does anything else happen during that time frame?
Are you like examining your soul or the beard?
I'm basking in the beard's glory, you know, because like the beard and my soul are very separate, but together they make one entity, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. So wait, they're both separate, but together they make an entity. They're not their own entities.
Yeah. It's kind of like the Trinity, right?
No. Yeah, you know, but only two.
But it's like two.
The double E?
The double E, yeah. Would you call it the double E?
Yes, that is its name. Okay. How do you know? That's real good guessing.
Oh, okay. You know, it just makes sense. It's kind of like the duology.
Okay. So
what do you do with your beard? Am I the only one that does this?
No, that is very similar to mine. But instead, for me, like, I don't only just like look at myself in the mirror for 10 minutes. I do it for about like 3. I haven't really gotten that far, but I usually do it naked.
It takes some time.
Yeah, I've kind of started out like just naked, like looking at my entire body, just examining it. And then like I get sick of it and I have to stop. But after that, yes, I'll trim it, which I need to stop because my loved ones are hating on me. But I'm doing the yeard now. That's the beard, grow a beard for a year thing. So that's my New Year's resolution.
And you can't touch it with a blade at all.
Yeah,
you can't even have your mom touch it because those nails are way too sharp.
Yeah, it's going to be epic. So, but before that,
what about like a chainsaw? You could like trim it with a chainsaw, I guess, if you had to.
Okay, no, we're growing a yeard, Nick.
But that would be
would you grow a yeard?
I don't think I would be able to do it, man.
Why wouldn't you be
after
able to do
like
it?
A week of not trimming, it gets so itchy.
Well,
dude, you got to fight ridiculous. Through it. Are you saying you're not
know,
like you don't have the pride and the soul to do it?
You got to make your.
Are you surrendering to your beard?
Itchiness? But what is a soul?
All right, Nick. All right, you're going way off topic here. We're talking about the 2-in-1 beard. Your soul and your beard as one. So we're not going to.
You don't have a beard, you don't have a soul.
Wow.
Are you saying you don't have a soul, Nick?
I have a beard.
So when you.
Therefore, I have a soul.
When you trim it, does that cut off your soul?
Oh, wait, what?
When you trim.
Are you shaving your soul?
Oh, my God. We need to stop talking.
I don't know.
If you can't. I love you. It's like a communion. You know, like.
Communion.
You shave your beard, and that's like symbolizing that you're reborn.
Right.
And your soul is starting over.
Well, you don't shave
like
it, you trim it. You either go all in or you don't. Like, you can't, there's no halfway. You let it go or you take it off. Like, you can't just be like, la-di-da and trim it up all the time.
Now, that seems a little unfair.
Why?
That's a little unfair.
There's no
in-between. Then you wouldn't have a second chance. That's true. There is no in-between in anything. Law of non-contradiction.
Okay, exactly. I want to know this. When you're trimming your beard, what song do you play in your head as you're doing it? Is it like a sad song? Is it like a breakup song? Like you're breaking up with your beard and you're just like a tear rolls down your face and it goes in your mouth and it tastes kind of a little bit salt.
I'd have to say it would be Taylor Swift's We're Never Getting Back Together because, you know, I feel like I'm never going to grow a beard again. And then lo and behold, it just comes back. It always comes back to me.
So you guys are like eventually getting back together then, like it's just a never ending cycle.
So your boyfriend or your beard is always going to come back. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
You say that. Yeah.
Okay.
The beard will always come back.
That is very Taylor Swift of you. I like that. We should call you. But you know what? Taylor Swift is kind of a philosopher, don't you think?
No, let's not go that far.
Oh.
Why?
Why not?
Because she only writes about like breaking up with her boyfriends.
But it gets deep, you know? Like, we are never.
I mean,
like,
you have to be a philosopher. I guess you could say that she is unintentionally becoming a philosopher through her. Beardly music.
Yeah, through music, right.
Did you just say beardly music?
I did.
Oh, wow.
That's a new word.
So would you say Taylor Swift has a beard?
Metaphorically?
Yeah, yeah. Let's go.
Does she have a metaphorically like written beard on her face with like pretzels?
With pretzels? Is that what you said?
Yes. Just imagine the salt that's on top of the pretzels and like from Munchies, like specifically Munchies, not like, you know, the variety chips, those pretzels with the salt, and it just goes all over her face. Would you see that? That would be her beard with boyfriends on it.
I'm thinking more of the candy cane.
The what game?
I feel like it's the candy cane. I feel like it's more of a candy cane rather than a pretzel. Mm,
yeah.
Oh, wait. You know Kyler like, Vasquez, right?
Oh, yeah. You know, like I haven't heard from him for about 3 months and he still never called me back about Ben's birthday. But, you know,
oh, yeah, yeah. That's cool. Yeah. Do you think he could grow a beard?
No. Ever?
Like ever.
I don't think he's wise enough to be able to grow a beard.
Yeah. Why? You said wise?
What do you? Yeah, what's your opinion on that? Like, does beardom like bring about wisdom?
Have you ever met a person with a beard that does not have anything good to say?
No, I haven't. Is that my answer? Oh my god!
Does that mean we all the things that we've all said is good
because we all have beards?
Oh yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh wow! I feel
the wisdom is there. You just have to become enlightened to it.
Oh, okay.
Wise words from a wise man of beardliness.
Alrighty. Well, Nick, we'll let you get back to your life, and thank you for enlightening us about your beard technique.
And I think Nina fell asleep.
Oh, okay.
His girlfriend fell asleep while he was talking about beards. Yeah.
Oh, well. I think she is a beard.
You know what? What is your opinion on? What's your opinion on that? Do you think your girlfriend is kind of a beard?
Is kind of a beard?
Yeah.
She just told me I'm gay because she's my beard. What was the question? I don't remember the question.
I don't know.
Is Nina
wait, beard? Okay. Some people say beards are face pubes, but don't you think...
They can be.
Do you think pubes could be penis beards?
It depends if you groom it or not.
How would you groom a penis
beard? Would you put beard oil on it?
Well... I've never used beard oil before, but yes, I would rub it all over my sack.
Uh-huh. Oh. And how would you maintain that penis beard?
Well, are we going for a yeard here on my balls, or?
Yeah, let's say.
So I can definitely do a yeard on my balls.
Okay, but how would that affect your life, you know, having a yeard on your balls?
I feel like it'd give me twice as much wisdom because I'd have a yeard on my face.
Yes, that's one way to look at it, you know? That's like double the wisdom. And like, if you also grow out your actual face pubes, then you'll have...
No, it's a face beard.
Face beard.
And then penis beard.
Okay. So we're disregarding the pubes. All right. So...
There's no such thing as pubes.
Yeah. It's just beards everywhere. Anywhere there's facial like... Yeah,
what distinguishes pubes versus like hair on your other parts of your body? I don't get it.
Okay. So like armpits. Armpits are...
Arm beards?
Are arm beards. Like they're pit beards. I think we.
They're pit beards. Yes, they are.
Yes, because anywhere there's hair, really, you could just say where that hair is and just call it a beard. Like if you.
So I guess we're all just walking beards, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm talking like thick hair, in.
It can't be the hair on your head. Yeah. There's no hair. Head beards.
So that's excluded.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. So like, if you have chest hair, that's really chest beards. Because if that gets thick, if only if it gets thick, if not, if it's thin and scraggly, then I don't know. That's probably pubes. I think the difference between pubes and
that's the difference. Okay. So we've established
is
that.
The thickness. Yeah.
Mm. There's one thing in this world that I know is the difference between pubes and beards. And
see,
hair.
We're just trying to educate one person at a time with these little nuggets of wisdom.
Mm.
Yeah. So
it worked.
Well, there you go. You heard it here, folks. All right. Well, Nick, thank you very much for your wise words of wisdom from your beard and all of its glory. So see you later.
We'll see you next time.
All right. See you. All right.
Wow. That was
Did he just kill a pig?
Yeah, I don't know, man. All right. Well, that was our podcast about beards.
I hope you enjoyed it. Please make sure to tell all your friends to listen to our podcast because you enjoyed it so much. I mean, who doesn't enjoy beards? Anyway, thank you and farewell.
Yeah, make sure to follow our podcast. Thank you.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
All right, night.